AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A former U.S. Marine who has been held in a Russian jail for 3 years has been let go in Europe, part of a prisoner swap with Russia, who will get back a drug trafficker who'd been jailed in Connecticut. Trevor Reed's parents had been fighting for his release, a surprising development given the tensions over Ukraine. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab responds.
We need to show solidarity. Clearly, what we are seeing is the need to wean ourselves off reliance on Russia.
Russia's announced it's halting fuel supplies to Poland and Bulgaria, who have been helping Ukraine. Fierce shelling continues on several fronts in and out of Ukraine's borders.
Dragon, SpaceX, nominal orbit insertion.
SpaceX launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station this morning from Cape Canaveral. Among the crew, Jessica Watkins, a geologist who becomes the first black woman to stay on board the International Space Station for several months. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is redoubling efforts to have GOP leader Kevin McCarthy appear for an interview. It follows the release of an audio tape by the New York Times, in which McCarthy says Trump's allies are putting people in jeopardy. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn has been cited by the TSA for having a loaded gun in his carry-on bag at the airport in Charlotte. A juvenile has been arrested in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, in connection with the killing of a 10-year-old girl this week. Government health officials say it appears more than half the adults in America have been infected with COVID-19 based on blood testing. Our Jennifer King reports.
Researchers looked at the blood of more than 200,000 people in December and estimated that about 34% of all Americans had signs they were previously infected. Just 2 months later, as Omicron surged across the nation, that number rose to 58%.
This is AP News. China's reporting another 14,000 cases of COVID-19, sparking fears of more lockdowns in Beijing and Shanghai.
China is battling its largest outbreak of COVID-19 since the pandemic was first reported in Wuhan in late December 2019. Shanghai authorities announced they would start testing city residents over the next few days to determine which districts were lower risk. Those areas in the city that have achieved societal zero COVID could see some measure of limited freedom. Nervous Beijing residents had started stockpiling food and supplies after seeing how Shanghai struggled with supplies during lockdown. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden and other dignitaries will be attending funeral services today for former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. It will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. Albright died last month at the age of 84. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.